And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 24th of September, 2010. 1789, on this day, the United States Congress adopted the Judiciary Act of 1789, in which Congress set out how the courts, federal courts, should be set up and maintained. The Constitution had only said that the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. And so in the Judiciary Act, Congress established that the court would have six justices who would serve life terms, and it set up a whole system of circuit and district courts. It's the birthday of Yvonne Boland, born in Dublin, 1944, whose first book of poems came out when she was just 18. She's published many books of poetry. Yvonne Boland, often called a feminist poet, but she said, "I'm a feminist, I'm not a feminist poet. I've said somewhere else that I think feminism has real power and authority as an ethic, but none at all as an aesthetic. My poetry begins for me where certainty ends. I think the imagination is an ambiguous and untidy place, and its frontiers are not accessible to the logic of feminism for that reason." And it's the birthday of F. Scott Fitzgerald, St. Paul, 1896. He was kicked out of Princeton, enlisted to serve in the Army. World War I was going on. It was in his training camp that he wrote his first draft of a novel called The Romantic Egotist. He spent more than a year in the training camp, by which point the war had ended, but it was while he was stationed at Camp Sheridan in Alabama that he met the love of his life, Zelda Sayre, who refused to marry him because he didn't have money. So Fitzgerald went back to St. Paul, lived with his parents, rewrote his novel, This Side of Paradise. It was accepted by Maxwell Perkins at Scribner's. It became a huge success, sold out the first printing in 3 days, and about a week afterward, Scott and Zelda got married. Scott and Zelda became the golden couple of the jazz age. And years later, Fitzgerald said, "A writer like me must have an utter confidence and utter faith in his star. It's an almost mystical feeling, a feeling of nothing can happen to me, nothing can harm me." Here's a poem for today by Gary Whitehead, entitled Picking Pears. I stand on the top rung, and the stepladder shakes. Above me the winter pears, just out of reach, clean and strung, heavy, along limbs and swaying, like my grandmother's aprons hung on the line to dry. I drop one into the bag she holds open below me. She grins, and I'm drawn into the embrace of her gaze, down into handfuls of earth, seasons, the empty cup of a lost daughter, a lost breast. I'm stitched into miles of quilts, curtains, tablecloths, hems of pants, skirts. I'm held to her like a button on a shirt pocket, and I smell soap, tomatoes, chicken soup, Portuguese sweetbread, goat cheese, pears. And I lower myself out and around the gnarl of branch, down the ladder to take the full bag of the fruit I love, warm from the sun and spotted like her hands. Picking Pears by Gary Whitehead, from his collection The Velocity of Dust, published by Salmon Publishing Limited, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.